Perhaps one of the most enjoyable jobs I've ever had was, in fact, driving a lorry. And I learned at Butlins, strangely enough. Yes, you usually learn other things at Butlins, but... you ever been to a Butlins broth at holiday camp? And this was down at Bognor Regis, and that's... you're not from Bognor, are you? Where'd you park your bath chair? Yeah, it's a strange place. Like, the coat of arms is a wheelchair and an incontinence bag. And, everyone's at Butlins for the same reason, aren't they? All the guards come round 12 o'clock every night. Come on, open up, have you got a girl in there? Hey, shh, shh. No, honest, there's no girl in here. Hang on, we'll get you one. And while I was at this holiday camp, they actually taught me to drive a lorry. They wanted volunteers to drive a lorry, right? And I volunteered. I thought, well, I've got a driving licence, and it was clean. And I thought, yeah, I'll have a go at that, you know, get over my fear. And I became in love with lorry driving. It's not as mundane a job as you may think. And I went to this lorry driving school. I spent 4 weeks on an intensive, you know, lorry driving course and learned all about lorry driving. And the first thing they teach you at these lorry schools, right, is how to lech out of the cab window. Because, yeah, it's obligatory. Every time you pass a young lady in the street, you've got to hang out your cab. And, oh, darling, are you going all right? Fancy you, lovely, I'll show you a thing or two. All the women are the same, you know, yobbo. You drive past without doing anything. Blimey, then I'll get some stick. What's the matter with me, you homosexual? When I left the camp, escaped more than anything, I went back home to Brum and I started looking round for a job as a lorry driver. You know, I was really into it. And I started looking through the papers and I ended up at a supermarket. And it was a big supermarket. And it was in an area called Solihull. And Solihull is like a borough. That's not part of Birmingham, but it's right on the outskirts, you know. And I would imagine, I don't know what the equivalent in London would be, perhaps St John's Wood or something like that. But Solihull is... well, I'm just guessing, you know. But Solihull is a very wealthy area, you know, and like most wealthy areas, there's a fair bit of surface wealth going on, you know, like they've got a couple of cars in the drive, but there's sod all in the fridge. And I was driving for this supermarket. It was really weird because these ladies had walked around the supermarket, big fur coats. Oh, good morning. Hello. 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 And they'd buy like a rasher of bacon and two eggs. And I'd have to deliver it in a 3.5-ton truck. And... really strange. And while I was doing this job, right, I became aware of an affliction that I have that I was not aware of before I started, although I'd had suspicions. I have an afflicted right leg, basically. That's it. I don't know if you can see that, but not immediately apparent. But this right leg is, in fact, a femme fatale to any male dog. Yeah, this leg has been screwed by every dog in Solihull. It is, in fact, a half inch longer than the left, believe it or not. And that's a pretty awkward affliction to have when you're delivering groceries, because most of the time you're fairly defenceless, aren't you? You know, you're walking up the path with a big box of groceries and you ring the bell with your nose, ring. Good morning, madam. How you are? Dog off me! It's all right, he won't be long. Every order had scrambled egg in it. And while I was doing this job, I didn't have my own personal transport at the time of this particular job. So what I used to do, right, in the evenings, unbeknown to this supermarket, it used to be called George Mason's, they don't exist anymore, but unbeknown to George Mason's, I would nick the lorry and go out to sort of discos and dances and... So stick it in the car park, they could never get anything else in, you know? The thing is, once you're inside the dance, no one knows, like, what you drive, do they? You can be really cool, you know, hi. Hey there, hi. I'm a computer programmer, hey. Really? Gosh. And I used to chat all the ladies as normally, and I used to offer them lifts home without actually telling them what they were going home in. The faces when they saw the truck and... Yep. And it was a big high cab as well. It was a rope and tackle job helping him get up. You know, come on, up you go. Come on, yeah, yeah, go on, yeah, yeah. But, you know, you could never get anywhere. You can't be swabbing a 3.5 tonner, can you? Used to drive him home and drop him off. See you again? Certainly not. Oh, good night. Good night. Ah! Mind the step! One night, I went to a really posh dance in Soho. Terribly, terribly posh. You know, oh, hello, hello. All the hoo-ha Henrys are there. Hello, hello, hello. All trying to grow chins, aren't they? Hello, hello. My chin's bigger than yours. And I was looking a bit smooth this particular, and I'd got my white suit on. And a pair of dark glasses, which would have looked terrific, but I'd trodden on them earlier. So I stood at the side of the dance floor watching these 8,000 dancers. I started talking to this very posh young lady. Her name was Davina Jacobson. Hi there, Davina, I'm a computer programmer. And we're doing all the old yab, 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 you know. I said, have you got a lift home, Davina? She said, well, I don't really know, Jasper. Yes, I came with Malcolm. He's gone home with Henry. Why in the world? I said, well, don't worry, Dav, I've got some wheels. She said, oh, really, Jasper, they're absolutely super. I thought her face when she sees this truck. Come on, Davina, we're going home already. Yes, this is what we're going home in. Fabuloso! Eh? It's a lorry. I've never been in a lorry before. Is it yours, Jasper? Well, yeah. Oh, yippee! I'm going home in a lorry. And she was a horsey woman because she leapt straight into the cab. Driving her home, she was ecstatic. What a fabulous lorry, Josh. Isn't it absolutely super? And look at all the Yorkies. Isn't it lumpety and bumpety? And look at all the bacon. I adore bacon. Oh, yeah, well, I thought, oh, blimey, what have I picked up here? So I thought, well, I've got no chance here. Dropped her off home. I said, see you again. She said, oh, yes. Call around tomorrow, Josh, but it's Sunday. We're going for a spin in the truck. Yes, call round after dinner and bring all the bacon. Ha, 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 ha. I thought, well, anything's worth a try. You know, Sunday morning, had a bath, got the old bacon joint out. Hey, let's go, Porky. Hey. In the truck, off to Solihull. And she lives in one of these great big posh houses in Solihull with a big in-and-out gravel drive, you know, and I had the lorry up that... And the gravel was... I went round 4 times. Pulled up outside the front door. It's got these air brakes. I do that pretty well, don't I? I had to, they never damn well worked, you know. Every time you pulled up in the high street, there'd be a couple of coppers walking there, and you had to go... So I walked up to the front door and I rang the bell with my nose. Ring. I could never get out of the damn habit with that, you know? The door opened and it was a mum.
Yes? George Mason's, I'm sorry, where Sainsbury's?
So now I've called for Davina.
So do you, Jasper?
Oh. Davina? It's Jasper.
Oh, fabuloso, yippee.
Mum, it's Jasper. He's got a super big lorry. Isn't he absolutely wonderful? Mummy, this is Jasper, Jasper, this is Mummy. I went, how do you do, Mrs. Jacobson? Very pleased. At that precise moment, Sebastian appears, who is an Afghan hound. You're way ahead again, aren't you? I had no chance. Get him off me! And they were beating him with bricks and sticks. Help me! Kick his balls! The ones on the lawn! Anyone can make a mistake, can't they? There were tears in my eyes, let alone his. After about 20 minutes, they managed to drag him off. Then I was led into the lounge and I had to meet a dad, and he wasn't too impressed. Oh, hey, you look a mess. I've just been raped by your Afghan, I should think so. I had to meet her auntie and her gran and her uncle and her sister and all friends. The whole room was full of... Everybody's wondering where the smell of the bacon's coming from. I bet they're Jewish. I thought, I bet they're Jewish, you know. After about an hour, the old cucumber sandwiches come out and the cups of tea and everybody's yab-yabbing. Then Sebastian appears. Luckily, he's too knackered to do anything. So what does he do? He sits down in the middle of the room in full view of everybody, starts licking his bum. But... Oh, no. Isn't that embarrassing? What can you say, you know? Wish I could do that. You know when you've said the wrong thing, don't you? Davina's mum let me off. She looked me in the eye and said, if you give him a biscuit, he'll let you.